The 16-second reset. How elite tennis players win between points. You just dumped an easy forehand into the net. Third unforced error in a row. Your shoulders climb toward your ears. Your grip tightens, and a voice in your head starts narrating the collapse. Here we go again. What happens in the next 16 seconds will determine whether that error becomes 1 point or 5. For a full 4-week plan to reduce unforced errors, see Unforced Errors. Start in your head. For a full 4-week plan to reduce unforced errors, see Unforced Errors. Start in your head. The most undertrained skill in tennis. Tennis players spend hundreds of hours refining their topspin forehand, their kick serve, their backhand slice. They drill footwork patterns until they dream about split steps. But almost nobody trains what happens between the points, which is remarkable, because that's where most matches are actually won or lost. Consider the math. A typical best-of-three match lasts about 90 minutes. The ball is in play for roughly 20-30% of that time. The rest, somewhere between 60 and 70 minutes, is dead time. Changeovers, toweling off, walking to the baseline, bouncing the ball. If you have no protocol for those 60 minutes, you're leaving most of your mental performance to chance. You wouldn't show up to a match without a game plan for your return of serve. Why show up without a game plan for the 70% of the match where no ball is in play? Dr. Jim Lohr identified this problem decades ago. His research on elite tennis players at the Nick Bollettieri Academy in the 1990s found that the highest performers shared a consistent behavioral pattern between points, regardless of whether the previous point was won or lost. Lohr, 1994. He called it the 16-second cure, from his book, The New Toughness Training for Sports. The players who managed this interval well recovered faster from errors, sustained focus longer into third sets, and, critically, made fewer unforced errors as matches wore on. That last point deserves its own line. They made fewer unforced errors because of what they did when nobody was hitting a ball. What the pros actually do. Watch Novak Djokovic between points. Not during the point. Between. After a lost rally, he turns his back to the opponent, walks to the back fence with a specific cadence, adjusts his strings with deliberate finger movements, takes one audible breath, then walks to the baseline, with his eyes already locked on his target zone. The whole sequence takes about 15 seconds, and it barely varies whether he's up 5-1 or down a break in the fifth set of a Grand Slam final. Rafael Nadal's towel ritual became so famous, it practically had its own fan base. Touch the nose, tuck the hair behind both ears, pull the shorts, bounce the ball exactly the same number of times. Commentators treated it as a quirk. It was a reset protocol. Every repetition of that ritual returned Nadal to a known psychological state, a process Lohr would recognize instantly as a relaxation to readiness transition. Jannik Sinner, who has dominated the tour since late 2023, takes a different approach but achieves the same effect. His between-point pace is notably deliberate. He rarely rushes. He walks to the baseline, takes a beat, settles his stance, and only then begins his service motion. There is no wasted movement and no hurried energy. For a player whose game is built on controlled aggression, the pacing between points mirrors the pacing within them. None of this is accidental. These are trained behaviors. The 16-second reset protocol. Here's the protocol, broken into four phases. The total time is 16 seconds, which fits comfortably inside the 20 to 25 seconds you get between points under standard rules. Practice this in training until it becomes automatic, then deploy it in matches. Phase 1. Reaction. The seconds 1 to 5. Turn away from the net. Allow yourself an honest emotional response to the previous point. Fist pump. Brief frustration. A quiet, come on. Whatever is authentic. This is not the moment for suppression. Research on emotional regulation in sport shows that attempting to suppress genuine emotion backfires. It consumes cognitive resources and increases physiological arousal rather than reducing it. Gross, 2002. You have 5 seconds to feel whatever you feel. use them. The key here, the emotion faces backward, toward the baseline or the back fence. Not toward the opponent, not toward the chair umpire. Backward. Phase 2. Relaxation. Seconds 6 to 10. Walk to your towel, the back fence, or your designated reset point. During this walk, trigger a physical relaxation response. The protocol is simple. One breath cycle. 4-count inhale through the nose, 6-count exhale through the mouth. Release your grip. Open and close your racket hand once. Drop your shoulders. Consciously. Most players carry tension in the upper trapezius, and it accumulates point by point, without any release mechanism. Drop them now. This is based on the psychophysiological self-regulation research that underpins most applied sport psychology interventions. A single controlled exhale activates the parasympathetic nervous system, lowering heart rate and reducing cortisol release. Laborde, Mosley, and Thayer, 2017. You don't need 5 minutes of deep breathing. You need one good breath with intention behind it. Phase 3. Ready. Seconds 11 to 13. 3 seconds. One job. Decide your tactical intention for the next point. Not three intentions. One cue word or phrase that gives your body a clear instruction. First strike. Deep cross court. Attack the second serve. Serve wide, come forward. Niedefer's attentional focus model, 1976, describes this as a shift from broad internal awareness. Assessing the situation, reading the score, considering the opponent's patterns, to narrow internal focus, selecting a single tactical action. The ready phase is where that shift happens. If you're still thinking about the last point, you haven't completed phase 2. If you're thinking about three things at once, you've overcomplicated phase 3. One cue. That's it. Phase 4. Ritual. Seconds 14-16. Step to the baseline. Execute your physical ritual. Bounce the ball. Adjust your strings. Tug your shirt. Whatever you've chosen as your personal trigger. Eyes find the target. Focus narrows to external. The ball. The court. The opponent's position. You're playing now. The transition from phase 3 to phase 4 is the transition from thinking to doing. By the time your racket goes back for the serve, or your feet split for the return, the conscious planning is over. You've loaded the instruction. Now the body executes. It's worth noting that this ritual phase is your insurance policy against choking. Hardy's catastrophe model, 1990, tells us that when cognitive anxiety is high, performance doesn't decline gradually. It collapses. Overlearned physical rituals are the last thing to go when executive function degrades under pressure. If your phase 4 ritual is so practiced, it runs without conscious effort. It becomes a lifeline when your brain is screaming at you during a third set tiebreaker. How to train this? You cannot install a between-point protocol during a competitive match. If you try, you'll be thinking about the protocol instead of playing tennis, which is the opposite of the goal. Train it in practice first. Here's how. Week 1. Shadow protocol. After every point in practice, including drills, execute the full 16 seconds. Walk through all 4 phases. It will feel awkward and slow. That's the point. You are building a new motor pattern, and motor patterns start clunky before they become fluid. Week 2. Cue word library. Build a list of 5 to 8 tactical cue words that cover your common game situations. First strike, for when you're serving well. Stay deep, for when you're being pushed back. Net, 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 for when you need to pressure a weak server. Practice selecting one cue per point during live hitting. Week 3. Pressure integration. Play practice sets where your training partner keeps score. And there are consequences. Loser buys lunch. Loser runs sprints. Whatever creates mild stakes. Use the full protocol under this simulated pressure. The goal is to notice when the protocol slips, because it will, and pull yourself back into it. Week 4. Match deployment. Use it in a real match. Commit to the full protocol for the entire first set, regardless of the score. Evaluate afterward. Did you complete all four phases on most points? Where did you skip? What triggered the skip? The honest answer from most players after week four, they skipped phase two, relaxation, when they were losing, and phase three, ready, when they were winning. Losing triggers urgency, which kills the breath. Winning triggers complacency, which kills the tactical intention. Both patterns lead to the same place. Sloppy tennis. The compound effect. Here's the thing about between-point protocols that makes them unusual among mental skills. The benefit compounds over the course of a match. A player without a reset protocol accumulates tension point by point, game by game, set by set. By the third set, they're carrying the residue of every bad call, every missed opportunity, every momentum shift. Their shoulders are up, their breathing is shallow, and their decision-making has narrowed to hit it harder and hope. A player with a trained reset clears the ledger every 20 seconds. They arrive at each point with roughly the same physiological and attentional baseline, whether it's 1-0 in the first set or 5-5 in the third. Over a three-set match, that's approximately 150-200 resets. 150 opportunities to return to baseline instead of spiraling. The math favors the player with the protocol, and it favors them more as the match goes longer. Lower found exactly this in his original research. The between-point behaviors of top performers actually became more consistent as matches progressed, while lower-ranked players showed increasing behavioral variability. Lower, 1994. The best players were more disciplined in the third set than the first. Not because they were mentally tougher in some abstract sense, but because they had a practice system that ran on autopilot when fatigue set in. Start today. You don't need a sports psychologist or a mental performance app to begin training this, though both help. You need 16 seconds of intention between every point in your next practice session. Turn away. Breathe. Decide. Play. That's the whole protocol. The simplicity is the feature, not the bug. Tennis gives you enough complexity during the points. Between them, keep it clean. Your forehand technique took years. Your between-point protocol takes weeks, and it might be the faster path to winning more matches. Before your next match, pair the 16-second reset with the 5-minute mental warm-up to arrive on court already focused. And if you want to understand why generic meditation apps don't cut it for match play, read Why Sports Psychology Apps Beat Generic Meditation. This is mental training content, not therapy. If you're experiencing persistent anxiety or distress that affects your daily life beyond sport, consult a licensed mental health professional.